We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Spiritual Authority. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from John chapter 2, verse 3. Now by this we know that we have come to know God, if we keep his commandments. I have just read from the New English Translation. Orji often wondered why he could pray and fast, yet still struggle to cast out a demon that Emeka would command out effortlessly, without even raising his voice. In time, he realized that the issue was not volume, effort, or length of prayer. It was authority. Orji had not fully aligned himself under the authority of Christ, and therefore his spiritual authority was limited. When reading a verse like today's text, one might ask why there is still so much emphasis on commandments in the New Testament. Are we not now under grace and no longer under the law? Yes, we are under grace, but grace does not mean lawlessness. Rather, the grace of God empowers us to obey God's law, which he has now written on our hearts under the new covenant. See Hebrews 10:16. A Christian is someone who lives under God's authority. He is not a free moral agent, but one who has willingly submitted to the absolute authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Obedience is not a burden. It is evidence of true relationship and alignment. Any person who is not living under authority has no spiritual right to exercise authority. The devil can only exercise authority over those who belong to his household. All authority has been given to our Lord Jesus Christ, and there is no authority left outside of him. Therefore, if we are to exercise spiritual authority, it must be his authority working through us. You cannot operate in Christ's authority if you are not submitted to it. This is the real reason demons do not respond to some believers. Demons do not respect individuals who have not actively aligned themselves under the only authority that can cast them out. Alignment comes through a life of obedience and submission to Christ. Go into today asking the Lord to help you properly align yourself under his authority. See 1 Peter 5:6. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from James 4-5. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.